My Little Margie, starring Gail Storm and Charles Farrell, transcribed in Hollywood. Margie's father, Vern Albright, has a very responsible job with Honeywell and Todd investment counselors. His job is to see that his client's money is properly invested. He's just telling Margie about a new account that he landed.
Margie, this will be the biggest account I've ever handled.
Well, that's wonderful, Dad. Who is it?
A fella by the name of Sam Stanton. I won't make any money on the account till I find some good investments for him.
Gee, if Freddie could only get a break like that.
Margie, why do you waste your time with him?
What's wrong with Freddie Wilson?
I don't have time to tell you now. I'm due back at the office in 3 hours. But in my opinion, Freddie is a stupid dunderhead.
Dad, that's awful.
Well, can you deny it?
No, that's why it's awful. But I think it's unfair the way you pick on Freddie. Someday he'll amount to something. After all, he's still young.
Age has nothing to do with it. Now look at young Henry. He ran an automobile into $1 billion. Now what's Freddie ever done?
Well, he once ran a motorcycle into a fruit stand. Just missed a cop, too.
Hello, Margie. Mr. Albright.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Odette.
I'm glad you dropped in, Mrs. Odette. We were just talking about Freddie Wilson. Yes. We were discussing
his future.
Yes. Dad says he'll never
amount to anything.
Mrs. Odette, how do you know what we said?
I had been outside your keyhole for 5 minutes.
Mrs. Odette, why do you listen at our keyhole?
Why should I make yours an exception? After all, I'm the oldest tenant here, and I have squatter's rights on every keyhole in the building.
Well, if it makes you happy, I, for one, won't object.
Oh, thank you, Margie. Oh, but I've had such a busy day today. The building is jumping with gossip. I'm so tired, I can hardly keep my ears open.
Well, what's the latest dirt?
Well, that couple in 10B had a lulu of a fight last night. He came home a little under the weather.
Liquor?
No, she licked him.
Dad, getting back to Freddie. He's coming over to see you today. He wants to talk to you about setting him up in some kind of business. Come in. Oh, hello, Freddie.
Hi, everybody. Mr. Albright, I'm looking for someone to back me in business.
Dad, you said you had to find some investments for your new client, Mr. Stanton. Why not back Freddie with some of his money?
If I backed Freddie with my client's money, I'd have to go to a psychiatrist and get my head examined.
Well, then back him with your own money.
An excellent suggestion. Of course, Mr. Albright, you realize that you will be the junior partner.
Freddie Wilson, you're the nearest thing to a jerk.
I admit it.
You do?
Sure, I'm sitting next to you.
When were you born?
April 2nd.
A day too late. Dad, what do you say, huh?
I'll give the kid a break.
Gee, thanks, Mrs. Odette. I could kiss you for that.
Don't press your luck, Junior. What do you say, Mr. Albright? After all, someone must have given you a break when you first started.
Mrs. Odette, when I first arrived in New York, I only had $1 in my pocket. And you know what I did with that dollar?
He used it to wire home for money.
Yes, I used it to wire home for... I did not. I lived on that dollar for a whole week until payday. Well, I'll never forget. I used to walk to work behind a streetcar just to save a nickel.
Why didn't you walk behind a taxi and save 80 cents?
I merely told that story to emphasize the fact that there's only one formula for success.
Yeah, I guess there's no hope for me. I'll just drift along in the sea of life like a piece of flotsam and jetsam. Well, so long.
Oh, wait a minute, Flotsam. Never let it be said that Vern Albright refused to give anyone a break. Now, I'll tell you what. We'll find some business to go into, and I'll put up half the money.
Oh, Dad, you're wonderful.
We'll meet here this evening and discuss the details.
Margie, how about going to lunch with me and celebrate?
Are you buying?
Naturally. Where you're concerned, the sky is the limit.
Well, what are you going to buy her for lunch?
Well, my heart says champagne and Romanov caviar with a dash of lemon.
Yeah. But his bankroll says root beer and hamburger with a dash of Tabasco.
Freddy, I thought you said the sky was the limit.
Well, there's a low ceiling today. Hi, everyone.
Oh, hello, Freddy. Well, let's get down to cases. Freddy, what are you prepared to invest in a business?
My time.
Well, don't you have any assets at all?
Well, according to the state, I've still got 8 unemployment insurance checks coming.
I'm talking about liquid assets.
Liquid assets?
Yes.
Well, I've got a bottle of 3 feathers that I've been saving.
What are you saving it for? In case he runs into 3 bald birds.
Well, I've committed myself, so I guess this means I'll have to put up all the money.
The first thing we must decide is what kind of business to go into.
Let's look at the newspaper. There may be some attractive propositions under business opportunities. Let's see now. Apartment house, baby shop, bakery.
Bakery? Hey, there's dough in that.
Let me see the paper, Dad. Market for sale, printing shop, reducing salon. Hey, that sounds good. There's a lot of money in reducing. You can get rich off the fat of the land.
Hey, let me have the paper, will you, please? Oh, thanks. Hey, here's something that sounds great. 1,000-watt radio station for sale. Station KREJ, located in East Northfield. Full price, $20,000, 10% down.
Yeah, but what do you know about radio?
What's there to know? You just turn a dial and there you are.
Dad, this may be a wonderful opportunity. A radio station is a good thing. I read that radio might replace the newspaper someday.
Oh, I wouldn't go so far as to say that. You can't line your garbage pail with a radio.
No, and you can't swat a fly with one either.
Well, it's an established radio station, Mr. Albright. It probably just runs itself.
Well, I don't have time to go up to East Northfield and look it over. I've got Mrs. Stanton on my hands. Now, Freddy, you run up there, and if the radio station is all the ad says, make a deal.
Oh, leave it to me. Gee, Margie, do you know what this means? If I become a success, I'll be able to ask you an important question.
What?
Well, I don't know how to put it, but... Well, I'm tired of coming home to my little room and sitting there all alone with 4 blank walls. I'd like to change that.
Why don't you? Get a room with windows.
Well, Mr. Albright, this is it. This is radio station KREJ. And it's ours, all ours.
Well, everything looks all right.
And this is the man we bought it from, Mr. Denton.
How do you do? And you'll find everything here in tip-top condition, the transmitter, equipment, and a very efficient staff of technicians.
Oh, that's fine. Now, tell me, how many hours a day is this station on the air?
It's on the air 24 hours a day.
Oh, that's great. And how much of the time is sold, sponsored?
Well, let's see. When the thermometer drops to freezing, we have a 30-second frost warning at 3 a.m. And that's sponsored by Smitty Smudge Pots.
Well, what does he pay for that announcement?
For Smudge Pots.
Is that all we have?
Well, at least we have one sponsor.
Yes, but when the thermometer goes up, you're on sustaining. Well, good luck, folks. Goodbye.
Oh, Freddy, you knucklehead. I thought you said this was a great proposition.
Well, I checked over everything, Mr. Albright, but I guess I overlooked one small item. The books. How stupid can I get?
Well, with you, the sky's the limit.
Margie, it's all my fault. I feel like committing suicide. Where's the best place to shoot myself?
In the chest. You're already dead from the neck up. Imagine buying a radio station without sponsors. There's no money coming in. How can we afford to pay the employees?
You can't. You'll have to fire all the announcers.
Well, okay, we will, but we'll keep Bob Lawson, the engineer.
What good is it if we don't have announcers?
That's true.
Well, we'll just have to split the work up among ourselves. The announcing and the copywriting.
Oh, boy, I can be an announcer and a copywriter.
How can you do both?
I've got a split personality.
You haven't got enough personality to split with anybody.
Hey, how about letting me conduct a quiz program? I'd make a good MC.
Yes. a mental case.
Now, come to think of it, there'll be so much work around here, we'll all have to pitch in. And we better start broadcasting right away.
Hey, Dad, I've got an idea on how we can attract business. Let's give some of the local businessmen free advertising.
I get it. If the advertising gets results from them, they'll be glad to pay for the program for next time.
Exactly. Now, let's figure out some theme songs for the local sponsors. For Schimmelberg the Baker, we could sing Shortening Bread.
Yeah, and for the city pet shop, trees. All right, everybody. Ready to go on the air?
Yeah. And boy, are we nervous.
Oh, stand by. I'm flipping the microphone switch.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, friends of Radio Land. This is your friendly announcer, Vern Albright. Station KREJ is on the air. And don't forget, KREJ spelled backwards is jerk. And now to start your day off right, here are the Sunshine Wake Up Kids, full of fun, frolic, vim, and vigor. Oh, let's go, kiddies.
Here we are, the Sunshine Kids, and happy to be back. When it comes to spreading fun, we sure have got the knack. We'll leave you rolling in the aisles until you're black and blue. We'll say, what's cooking?
Murder, Jack, and then
we'll say, what's new?
It's time to start another day, you nieces and you aunties.
So, sisters, get your nighties off.
And climb into your panties.
Yes, we are the Sunshine Kids. We're glad to be with you. And when it comes to spreading joy, that's what we like to do. With a sunny smile.
Oh, thank you, Sunshine. Oh, thank you, Sunshine Kids. Friends, the Sunshine Kids come to you through the courtesy of DDT, the great new insecticide. Now listen, are there bugs in your rugs? Are there roaches in your front porches? Is there a louse in your house? Is there a rat in your flat? Are there ants in your pantry? Oh, then call on DDT, the great new insecticide.
Just one squirt and they hit the dirt.
Just one drop and they blow their top.
Rid your house of insects with DDT. It drives bugs.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Friends, this is your friendly friend, Margie the Disc Jockey. We have some mighty fine music coming up, but first, a word from one of our sponsors, Moe's Barber Shop. You men who are getting bald, drop into Moe's Barber Shop for a shampoo and a Vigoro massage. Vigoro will make your hair sprout like grass.
And in 2 weeks, come back to Moe and have it mowed.
And now for the music. But friends, before we play our first number, here's a word from another sponsor, Ludwig Schimmelberg's Bakery. So remember, you lovers of good music and pumpernickel, visit Schimmelberg, Ludwig Schimmelberg the Baker. Remember the spelling, B-A-K-E-R. For a real goodie, try Schimmelberg plain cake, 66 cents.
Upside down cake, 99 cents.
Every day at this time, the makers of eight-way stretch girdles bring you the soul-searching story of Men in White, a drama of life within the walls of a large city hospital, the story of young Dr. Magoon. In just a moment, we'll meet the doctor. But first...
Say, ladies, are you bustle-bound? Do you have an hourglass figure with all the sand in the wrong end? When fellas see you in slacks, do they make tracks? Are you still fighting the battle of the bones? Then you ought to try the dandy eight-way stretch girdle.
It stretches up, down, in, out, to, fro, and back and forth. So if your figure is drastic, try our elastic. Our girdles come in four sizes, small, medium, large, and
Oh, brother. Don't put off buying one. You know how those things creep up on you. And now for our story.
Yesterday, you'll remember, Dr. Magoon was ordered to call surgery. So, soft and clear, his voice floated along the corridor of Things in General Hospital.
Surgery!
This undue disturbance resulted in a $5,000 fine for the doctor. So he decided that from now on, surgery can call itself. Today, we find him with a head nurse.
Hmm. So you're the head nurse, eh?
Yes, doctor.
Well, go nurse somebody's head. Like the lady in room 314. She's suffering from trouble of the eardrum.
Eardrum?
Yes, yes. Here's her room. Good morning, madam. Now I'll take a look at that eardrum. Yes, sir. That ear is a pretty loud drum.
Poor woman. What a terrible accident had happened to her ear. Jean Krupa had fallen in. Will she survive the operation? Listen again tomorrow to Young Dr. Magoon.
Good afternoon, ladies. We bring you now Mama Florence and her cooking program.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson. Friends, this is Mama Florence with a brand new cooking recipe. As you know, I'm really a Swedish cook. I'm what they call a smorgasbord. But today, ladies, I'm giving you an Italian recipe. Chicken cacciatore covered with a chocolate milkshake. Ask for it the next time you visit the smartest night spot. The first thing to do, ladies, is take 5 pounds of pale bread and throw it out. If there's anything that clutters up a kitchen, it's pale bread. Now take a chicken, add a pinch of milk and a cup of salt. I must have that wrong. No. Oh, of course, of course. Take 2 pinches of milk and 2 cups of salt. Now, start chasing the chicken. They forgot to kill him, didn't they?
Oh, Margie, Freddie, Mrs. Odette, I've called this meeting to order for one purpose, to remind you that we've been on the air for exactly a week. Surely our broadcasting has won us many friends among the local merchants by now.
In other words, Dad, now's the time to start getting paid advertising.
Exactly. So this afternoon, I want you all to drop in on the local business houses and get us some sponsors. I'll start out with Harris, the jeweler. Freddie, you go see Schimmelberg, the baker. And then the rest of us will visit these other people on this list. Mr. Harris?
Yes?
I'm Vern Albright. I'm sure you hear me broadcast daily.
I do. Mr. Albright, when I first heard you, I thought my radio was on the bum.
And now?
I found out the bum's on the radio.
Mr. Schimmelberg?
Yeah?
I'm Freddie Wilson. You hear me on the radio, don't you?
No, I don't. Your program comes on during my bedtime.
But my program comes on during the daytime.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. Whenever you are on, I fall asleep.
They hate us. They say that they never heard such crazy programs.
Let's get a new kind of program. Come on. Think.
What we need is a program that appeals to everybody. And I think I've got it. Problems.
Problems?
Sure, everybody has problems. We'll have a board of experts to solve people's problems. Help people who are in trouble.
Let them help us. We're in more trouble than anybody.
Look, don't you get it? We'll be the board of experts.
But how can we advise people?
Simple. We'll just use plain horse sense.
Okay, but how can we use horse sense when we're going to the dogs?
Dad, I can hardly believe it. Our program of human relations has been on the air only a week, and the whole town is crazy about it.
Yeah, the sponsors are fighting to buy time on it. Hello?
Oh, Albright, this is Sam Stanton.
Who?
Sam Stanton. You remember, you said you were going to try to find a good investment for me.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry, Mr. Stanton. I haven't found anything yet. I've been busy with problems of my own.
Dad, hurry. We're almost ready to go on the air.
Oh, I've got to go now, Mr. Stanton. But keep in touch with me.
Stand by, everybody. Here I go. Ladies and gentlemen, Station KREJ presents the Court of Human Relations. Meet our panel of experts. The distinguished British professor, Vernon T. Albright, M.A., LLB, Ph.D., former Dean of Psychology, Oxford University.
Hip, hip, cheerio. Cheerio to all that sort of rot.
The famous French director of the Paris Institute of Family Problems, Mademoiselle Margie.
Bonjour. I am so glad you are in trouble, so we could help you.
And the world-renowned Dr. Florence Odette, director of the Alaska Family Foundation for Eskimos.
Love.
Our first guest today is Mr. Ludwig Schimmelberg. You have something to tell the panel, Mr. Schimmelberg?
Mademoiselle Margie.
Ah, Monsieur Schimmelberg. Back so soon? You took our advice?
Yeah, I did. And Edward, my wife came back to me.
Ah, wonderful.
Yeah, that's what you think. I'm now suing you for $20,000.
But why?
I found out I was happier when she was gone. You and your stupid advice. Why didn't you keep your big mouth shut?
But Mr. Schimmelberg...
Well, you're going to hear from my lawyer.
$20,000. Oh, Margie, this advice program was all your idea. And look at the trouble it caused us.
Mr. Albright, there's a Mr. Stanton to see you.
There certainly is. Albright, you old fox. You've got just the investment I've been looking for. This radio station.
You want to buy it?
Why, it's a potential gold mine. I'll give you $21,000 for it. Spot cash.
Sold.
Gets us off the hook with that $20,000 lawsuit.
And $1,000 left over.
Yeah, but we've had operating expenses of $990.22 since we took the station over.
Which leaves me a grand profit of $9.78. And you said I couldn't succeed in business.
Oh! Margie?
Yes, Dad?
Why is that kid so half-baked?
His father couldn't keep up the payments on the incubator.
Little Margie is a presentation of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
Thank you.